Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Oh, great, ma'am. My first question to you would be, ma'am, is are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Great. And would you say your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office means that you are registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always vote, most of the time vote, some of the time vote, or rarely or never vote?
I do. Always.
Okay. Do you recognize Ron DeSantis?
Yes. He's our governor.
Okay, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Oh, I like him, but I don't want him to leave Florida. He's doing such a good job here.
Would your opinion then be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable for him.
All right. What about Donald Trump? Did you say your opinion is favorable or unfavorable for him?
Very favorable.
What about Keith Ross, ma'am? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Don't know him.
No problem. What about Rick Scott? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable. I'm not crazy about him.
All right. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if your candidates were Keith Ross and Rick Scott?
Are they both Republicans?
Oh, the survey doesn't indicate, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, then I go with Rick Scott because I know he's a Republican.
I understand. All right. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job's performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve. He's doing pretty good.
Thank you so far for your responses. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job's performance in reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Did you say you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Mm-hmm. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job's performance in protecting Social Security? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Mm-hmm. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate, despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy. Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or no effect on your vote?
No effect on my vote.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, ma'am. Thank you for your responses so far. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote if your candidates were Keith Ross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Strongly, I guess.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say your age, ma'am, is between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, ma'am. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white, Caucasian, black, or African,
white.
Hispanic? Okay.
White.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
American.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, ma'am, even though I know the answer to this question, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.